House Phelan's uninvited guest house shadows uninvited the mist-shrouded streets of Ashen Roads seemed to swallow the faint light of the setting sun, as if reluctant to let go of the night's secrets. Cale Varn walked among them, his features chiseled in shadow as he navigated the narrow alleys. A lone figure in a hooded cloak followed him at a respectful distance. In the city's underbelly, word spread like wildfire, the man known only as Cale Varn had come to town, a whisper of correction from the shadows. Few dared speak his name aloud, but all knew what it meant. The Broken Writ, that ancient agreement between the Black Rose Order and its subjects, whispered of justice without spectacle, mercy with limits. Inside one of these hidden dens, Ilaravex, member of House Phelan, listened intently to a hooded informant's hushed words. His features remained hidden behind the cowl, but his eyes sparkled like polished onyx in the faint candlelight. "Your brother, the way he was taken, no one suspected Cale's involvement," the informant concluded, the speaker's voice barely audible above the sullen air of the room. Ilara's fingers tightened around her cup as she processed this new information. Her gaze fell upon a fresco in the corner, one depicting Knifeforge's ancient pact with the land and its people, and she thought of the oaths sworn to maintain balance. Outside, Cale traversed the mist-drenched streets once more, navigating a world where even those sworn to uphold justice walked the thin line between balance and righteousness. It was said his specialty lay in correcting the unseen balances, whispering truth into the heart of power, rather than shedding light with brutal spectacle. No need for dramatic fanfare, just silence and an absence that spoke louder. Within a short while, Ilara stood outside a dilapidated mansion on Ashen Road's fringes, adjacent to one of the city's abandoned sewers. The air reeked of rot and decay as she lit a torch and slipped into its depths, her senses adapting to the darkness. Cale Varn waited there, perched at the far end of the sewer tunnel, near where it plunged deeper beneath the earth. A faint glow emanated from his hands, his presence seemed woven from moonlight itself, but as he raised them in a small gesture of respect, shadows danced on the walls like restless spirits, betraying the true cost. An almost imperceptible tremor ran through Ilara's body. "You shouldn't be here," Cale stated without greeting, voice laced with subtle authority. "Some matters must remain unspoken." Ilara paused by a crumbling wall, her torch casting eerie shadows as she weighed his words against her own sense of duty and the weight of loyalty. A faint memory of an oath recurred in her mind, one sworn to uphold balance and order. "I'm aware," Ilara said softly. "But House Phelan's participation in maintaining equilibrium is in question." The tunnel fell silent, only broken by the distant rush of water through hidden conduits beneath Ashen Roads. Cale's gaze remained steady, but his breathing slowed, almost imperceptibly. In that moment of reflection, Ilara sensed a calculation unfolding within him, weighing his duty against her plea. "I'll walk this path," he said finally, "with one condition. You must understand what you seek may come at a higher price than balance." Ilara's grip on the torch faltered for an instant as Cale vanished into the shadows, leaving her to ponder the terms and the cost of what she was willing to pay. In the stillness that followed, Ilara couldn't help but wonder, had his correction already set wheels in motion? Or would he be a silent guardian, watching over Ashen Roads from the fringes, ever vigilant for any further disturbance? As she stood there, lost in contemplation of shadows within shadows, her torch sputtered, and its flame wavered, as if sensing the price of Cale's presence, a hint that even the weight of balance can be a heavy load to bear. As she waited, the flickering flame of her torch danced across the damp walls, casting eerie shadows that seemed to writhe like living things. The stillness was oppressive, heavy with the weight of secrets and unspoken words. Ilara's thoughts were a jumble of conflicting loyalties, the duty to her house, the burden of maintaining balance in Ashen Roads, and the faint whisper of Cale Varn's enigmatic warning. Footsteps echoed from the depths of the sewer tunnel, growing louder with each passing moment. Ilara tensed, hand instinctively reaching for the dagger at her belt, but it was only Cale reappearing, his footsteps light despite the weight of whatever unseen burdens he carried. He moved with a silence that belied the faint tremors still echoing through her own body, a constant reminder that even the most precise corrections exacted a toll. "You said you'd walk this path," Ilara stated, voice crisp as she stepped forward, torch held steady in the face of Kale's approach. His gaze was unreadable, features obscured by the hood's shadows. "With one condition, what does it mean to pay a higher price than balance?" The words hung between them like a challenge or a question begged. Kale halted a pace away, his eyes never leaving Ilara's face. In that moment, she felt as though he saw into her very soul, weighing the depth of her conviction against the weight of her doubts. "It means some truths are better left unspoken," he said, voice low and measured. "Some debts cannot be repaid in kind. The price is not always paid at once, it's often the interest that accumulates." As Kale's words hung in the air, Ilara felt a shiver run down her spine, the shadows within the tunnel seeming to grow longer and darker as if sensing the unspoken weight of those debts. She tried to push the unease aside, focusing on the task at hand, but her mind lingered on the phrase "interest that accumulates." The thought sent a thread of fear through her chest, like a subtle tremor in the silence. "What do you mean?" she pressed, her voice steady, though her eyes darted towards the sewer's dark recesses as if searching for unseen dangers. Kale's gaze never wavered from hers, his presence both calming and unnerving at once, like a still pond with depths that couldn't be seen. "You're not just correcting imbalances," she continued, trying to untangle the threads of her own thoughts. "There's more to your involvement than meets the eye." Kale's expression remained inscrutable, but his breathing slowed further, each inhalation almost imperceptible as he measured his words. The air in the tunnel seemed to thicken with anticipation, heavy with unspoken truths and unsaid consequences. Ilara sensed she stood at the threshold of a doorway, one that led into a realm where balance was no longer the only currency. "Let's speak plainly," Kale said finally, his voice like the gentle lapping of water against stone. "House Valen is on the cusp of something. A moment in time when actions will have far-reaching consequences. The kind of consequences that echo through the ages," Ilara said, her voice barely above a whisper as she stepped closer to Kale, her eyes locked onto his. Kale's nod was almost imperceptible, something they may not fully understand themselves. His gaze drifted past her, into the shadows where her torch cast its flickering light, as if he sought an answer there. The air was heavy with unspoken truths, and Ilara felt like she stood at the edge of a chasm, staring out into the unknown. "House Valen's involvement in maintaining balance is crucial," Kale continued, his voice steady but his words laced with a gravity that sent a shiver down her spine. "But I've seen their path diverge. A decision made in haste, without fully understanding the outcome." He paused, as if waiting for something or someone to respond. Ilara's thoughts were a whirlwind of questions and fears. What had House Valen done? And what was the nature of this choice that Kale alluded to? But before she could press for more information, Kale took a step forward, his movement fluid despite the faint tremors in her body. "We should speak of this elsewhere," he said, voice low and measured. "Somewhere we can observe without being observed." The darkness swallowed Kale whole as he led Ilara through a labyrinthine maze of tunnels beneath ashen roads, their footsteps echoing off damp stone. The air grew thick with the scent of mildew and decay, a reminder that even in the city's underbelly, time and rot were constant companions. Every step was calculated, every glance over his shoulder a testament to the weight of secrets carried. They emerged into a small, dimly lit chamber deep within the sewer's heart, its stone walls adorned with ancient frescoes depicting scenes of balance and order. The torchlight danced across the images, casting macabre shadows that seemed to writhe in time with the flickering flame. Kale settled into a chair carved from a single block of stone, its surface etched with symbols of balance and harmony. Ilara closed the door behind them, sealing out the darkness outside, but the chamber itself felt heavy with secrets. She leaned against the wall, her eyes never leaving Kale's profile as he sat in contemplative silence. The air was thick with anticipation, each breath drawn as if from a bellows, filling the space with tension. "Speak plainly," she said again, voice low and even, her words barely above a whisper. "What have they done?" Kale's gaze rose to meet hers, his eyes like pools of still water reflecting nothing back. For an instant, Ilara thought she saw a flicker of something concern. Frustration? But it was gone, leaving only the mask of a guardian watching over balance. "They've chosen to involve themselves in the upcoming games," Kale said finally, his voice as measured as ever. "A moment of recklessness in a world where every action has weight." Ilara's grip on her torch tightened, its flame wavering with a slight tremor that ran through her body. The games? Her mind reeled with questions. What did it mean? What was at stake? Kale continued, his words unfolding like a tapestry woven from shadows and whispers. Participation in the games would tip the balance. Small ripples spread quickly, but when House Valen joins, the impact is magnified. Ilara's eyes locked onto his, her mind racing with the implications. The games, a spectacle of bloodlust and cruelty, was not something House Valen should engage in. It was a reckless act that could destabilize the delicate balance they sought to maintain. The chamber seemed to darken further as Ilara absorbed Kale's words, each phrase digging deeper into her understanding of the web of intrigue beneath Ashen Roads. She stood from the wall, moving closer to Kale with each step, driven by a growing sense of urgency and foreboding. The flickering torchlight danced across his features, revealing nothing but a stoic expression, yet she sensed the weight of his concern bearing down upon her like a physical force. "You're trying to stop them," Ilara stated, voice firmer than she felt, though her heart was racing with the weight of Kale's words. Kale's nod was almost imperceptible, but it told her everything a guardian who had walked the fine line between balance and chaos for so long now stood on one side, ready to act against those he once protected. "You have to understand," Ilara pressed on, though she feared she already did. "If House Valen participates in the game's balance will be shattered. And I'll not stand idly by." Kale's eyes lifted to hers, their depths a bottomless well of secrets and unspoken truths. For an instant, Ilara felt the surface tension break, and a current of understanding ran between them. "I know," he said finally, his voice barely above a whisper. The shadows in the chamber seemed to deepen as Kale's words hung between them, a tangible weight that pressed against Ilara's chest. She took another step forward, her eyes fixed on his, seeking answers that she feared might never come. "What's at stake?" she asked again, her voice firm but laced with a thread of desperation. Kale's gaze dropped to the stone floor between them, as if searching for words etched into the ancient stones. His expression turned thoughtful, each line of his face creasing with concern. Ilara sensed a weight lift from her shoulders as he began to speak, each word revealing more than it seemed to conceal. House Valen's decision would not only upset the balance of power but also unleash elements long thought dormant. He paused, choosing his words with the precision of a surgeon. "What elements?" she pressed, her voice barely above a whisper, though her eyes blazed with unspoken questions. Kale's gaze rose to meet hers, the flicker in his eyes betraying a deep-seated concern that went beyond mere balance or chaos. "Those who have been contained," he said finally, the weight of his words settling between them like a stone dropped into still water. Ilara felt the air thicken with unspoken terrors, her mind racing to grasp the enormity of Kale's words. The silence that followed was heavy with foreboding, each breath drawn from the depths of their lungs, filling the chamber with an almost palpable sense of impending doom. Ilara took a step back, her hand tightening on the torch as if it were a lifeline to something solid in a world suddenly gone mad. Kale rose from his chair, his movements fluid and deliberate, each step carrying the weight of the secrets he kept hidden. He moved towards her, his eyes fixed on some point beyond her shoulder, as if searching for an unseen enemy that lurked just out of sight. Ilara's heart quickened in response, its beat echoing off the stone walls like a drumbeat marking time until some catastrophic event. The air seemed to charge with an electric tension, each thread of it pulled taut by Kale's proximity and her own racing thoughts. "What's the nature of this containment?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper, though the words felt like a scream in her throat. Her eyes darted around the chamber, seeking any sign that might explain the terror that seeped into her bones with each passing moment. Kale's expression turned grim, his jaw clenched as if he bit back words that would reveal too much. "We can't speak here," he said finally, his voice low and urgent, the flicker of his torch reflected in the dark pools of his eyes a testament to the secrets they sought to keep hidden. He took another step closer, his hand reaching out, as if to guide her away from this place where the shadows seemed to writhe like living things. The chamber's door creaked softly under their combined weight as Kale grasped Delara's arm, pulling her through the darkness towards a tunnel that led back into the labyrinthine heart of the sewers. They walked in silence, their footsteps echoing off the damp stone as they navigated the narrow tunnel. Ilara's mind reeled with questions, each one a thread torn from her control like a tapestry unraveling under her fingers. The weight of Kale's secrets hung heavy on her shoulders, threatening to crush her beneath its burden. As they walked, the air grew thick with the stench of mold and decay. Ilara covered her nose with the sleeve of her cloak, her stomach roiling with disgust. Kale led her through a series of twisting passages, each one leading them deeper into the bowels of the sewers. She began to lose track of their path, the labyrinthine tunnels blurring together like the pages of an ancient tome. They stopped in front of a large wooden door hidden behind a tapestry of water-stained fabric. The symbol etched into its surface pulsed with a soft blue light, the mark of House Valen. Ilara's heart quickened as she realized they were heading towards the very heart of the problem, into the lair of those who would disrupt the balance. Kale pushed the door open with a low creak, and Ilara followed him through, her eyes adjusting to the faint glow within. A large room stretched out before them, its walls lined with candles that cast flickering shadows on the walls. The air was heavy with the scent of incense, and Ilara's stomach twisted in revulsion as she recognized the signs of a ritual being prepared. In the center of the room, a figure stood atop a dais, shrouded in shadow. Kale drew closer, his movements fluid as he approached the figure, while Ilara hung back, her senses on high alert. "You're here," the figure said finally, its voice like a rustle of silk. Ilara's eyes adjusted to the dim light, and she saw a woman standing on the dais, her features chiseled in a mask of calm. "I had expected as much," the woman continued, her gaze sweeping over Ilara before coming back to Kale. "The balance is shifting, and it's only natural that those who walk the edge would sense its tremors." "Arachne," Kale said, his voice low and even, though Ilara detected a thread of tension beneath its surface. Ilara felt her heart sink as she recognized the woman before them, Arachne, one of House Valen's most trusted advisors. She had always been shrouded in mystery, but now her calm facade seemed brittle, hiding something beneath its polished surface. The air between Ilara and Kale grew thick with anticipation as Arachne began to speak once more. "The games are a necessary risk," she said, her voice steady, though Ilara detected the slightest quiver at its edge. "A calculated gamble to ensure our survival in this uncertain world." Arachne's words dripped with conviction, but Ilara sensed a desperation beneath their surface. She took another step back, her eyes scanning the room for any sign of other members of House Valen, but they seemed to be alone. Kale's grip on her arm tightened, a silent warning that she should tread carefully. The candles cast eerie shadows on Arachne's face, making her features seem twisted and inhuman. "The games will thin our ranks," Kale said, his voice dripping with disdain, "but at what cost? What ancient power are you planning to unleash?" Ilara felt a shiver run down her spine as she realized the full extent of House Valen's plan. Arachne's mask slipped, and for an instant Ilara saw the glint of madness in her eyes. "The price of power is not always measured in coin or blood," she said, her voice rising to a fevered pitch. Kale took another step forward, his eyes locked on Arachne, his jaw set in a hard line. Ilara felt a surge of fear mixed with admiration for the man who stood against House Valen's machinations. But before he could speak, a faint rustling echoed from the shadows near the door, growing louder as the sound of scuttling feet approached. Arachne's gaze flickered towards the noise, her eyes narrowing into slits. "It seems our little gathering has attracted unwanted attention," she said, her voice dripping with sarcasm. The air seemed to thicken as a figure emerged from the darkness, its features illuminated by the faint light of the candles. Ilara's heart sank as she recognized a member of House Valen's infamous enforcers, its eyes glowing with an unnatural energy. The man's gaze swept over her, his face twisted into a cruel smile, and he began to move towards her with deliberate slowness. Kale's grip on her arm tightened, and Ilara felt a jolt of panic as she realized they were trapped.